Manifested live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Now, Life Healthcare Group Holdings has announced their interim results for the 6 months ended 31 March 2025. I'm so pleased to be in conversation tonight with Peter Wharton Hood, the Chief Executive Officer of Life Healthcare. Peter, thanks so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Just what kind of operating environment did you experience over the last 6 months before we get into the numbers?
The operating environment was pretty tough. It's one of those moments where there's lots of uncertainty in the air that affects employees. Clearly, we also had some infrastructure challenges because certain of our hospitals were in areas where they had excessive amounts of rain, which obviously has its own set of consequences for the infrastructure. Competitive activity in the marketplace, and just generally a tough environment within which to work. And our nurses go to work each day, and of course they are impacted by what surrounds them.
Mm-hmm. But despite those challenges, Peter, you've described your results as solid and you've seen growth. Can you just take us through a brief overview of those numbers?
What we set out to deliver approximately 3 years ago was we needed to improve the utilization of the hospitals, i.e. we needed more volume through our hospitals, and we wanted to try and get back to activity levels pre-COVID. And in that sense, we put together a couple of initiatives, how we negotiated with funders, intensive doctor recruitment so that more activity took place in the hospitals. And that combined with some selective expansion opportunities that we also took advantage of led to more cases, more patients in our hospitals during the course of the 6 months. We were helped a little bit with the calendar because the public holidays around Easter's, which are typically quiet at times, moved into the second half of the year. So we got a little bit of that benefit. But notwithstanding, our occupancies are heading pretty close to the 70% mark is what the objective that we try to achieve.
Yeah. Peter, because of the kind of good numbers that you've seen, for instance, the 2 billion rand in cash that you say you're going to invest in strategic growth projects, can you give us insight into some of those plans or some of those visions that you have?
Yes. The way that we see it is the cash flow that's generated in the company first of all has to go to do its maintenance capex, because you've got to keep the hospitals in fine standing. We have to pay interest, we have to pay tax, and then we've got a choice between distributing dividends to shareholders and investing in growth projects. And fortunately, we've generated sufficient cash to be able to do both. Those aspects of investment that we've highlighted, some are brownfield investments where we expand existing hospitals, particularly where we found demand for services in that area are not being satisfied by the size of the hospital that we have. So those brownfield investments typically are extra ICU beds in the main. We're also adding a cath lab in Life Kingsbury. We're adding a vascular lab in Life Rose Park. And very excitingly, we've also got a Greenfields project plan to build a brand new 140-bed hospital in the Powell Valley.
Okay.
So we are busy, and we've found sufficient opportunities for us to be able to grow.
Yeah, I'm enjoying how you're giving us context about, you know, where the nurses operate and how you also need to think about that as you plan. You're also saying that you're seeing a rising demand for high quality healthcare. Can you just give us insight into perhaps which parts or which regions you're seeing the most demand in, and what factors may be leading to that?
It's very difficult to differentiate the disease burden by region.
Okay.
I think what we are rather seeing is that the insured lives population in South Africa has remained static at around the 9 million mark, but the average age of people with medical aid cover or healthcare insurance, they're getting older. And as you would appreciate, older people are more susceptible, place more demands on the healthcare system. So in that context, what we are seeing is we have noticed a change in the case mix. So the proportion of surgical cases that are coming into the hospital has increased. And that also means that our theatres get utilized more, which makes for an improved level of utilization across the complexes. Mm. But as for being able to differentiate across the regions, I don't have the data at my fingertips to say we've seen more diabetics or more hypertensives or more cardiac cases split by region for me to be able to comment reliably.
Okay, let's get back to the numbers then. Can you explain the negative reported earnings per share and headline earnings per share for the period?
Yes, it's an accounting anomaly. The way things have played out, we sold, and sorry, I'm an accountant, so I'm not knocking the profession. Please. The way this works is we sold the we sold our interest in the Life Molecular business.
Okay.
And if we ignore the contingent payments that we would receive sometime in the future, and we just look at the payments that are due to us when the deal goes unconditional, if you do the maths, we'll make a profit of about 3 billion rand up front. Life Healthcare will make the profit of 3 billion rand. But that's split between 6 billion rand of proceeds and 3 billion rand of outflows to give you 3. If this all happened in the same accounting period, we would show a profit of 3. But the way the accounting rules work is we have to show the outflows or the liabilities in this period of 3. So it looks like we make a loss of 3 in this period. And next period, we'll show the gross inflows of 6. So it looks like we make a profit of 6 in the subsequent period. So minus 3 plus 6. And that's unfortunately what's hampered the current period reported numbers. And that's why in the context of how we explained it to the market was we put pro forma numbers out to say, look at the operating results of the company and how we've performed without the distortion of the transaction. And please don't be misled. The transaction is profitable. It's just been split into these components.
Mm-hmm.
So sorry, a rather long-winded explanation of something that's quite simple.
No, I mean, you know what I was thinking as you were explaining that with your accounting brain? I have a law brain, and the host of the show, Kaya Biz, Google Tumfupi, has a very sharp accounting and commerce mind. So we may need to get you back to expand on that explanation. But Peter, let's go to what you see in the short, medium, and long term for the company.
Well, in the short term, we are enthused by the growth opportunities that we've articulated to the market today. The fact that we can see viable projects to expand our footprint and deliver returns in excess of shareholder expectations really is an encouraging sign. There are downstream positive consequences for our activities as well, because if we're going to expand hospital complexes, if we're going to build in new regions, there's construction work that needs to be done, there are downstream work and job opportunities that get created, plus new employment opportunities in the regions in which we choose to expand. So I think that's positive. I think the demand for increasing the level of infrastructure such as a cath lab and a vascular lab in the two hospitals we spoke about is also encouraging, because that's high-tech, high-quality care that's given to South Africans.
Mm-hmm.
So in and amongst this, how can I describe it? You know, this moment where there's lots of anxiety and nervousness about the healthcare sector, everyone always defaults to the NHI. We can't be distracted by this uncertainty. Our responsibility is to run hospitals, to keep a calm and cool head, make sure that we can provide these services and grow as the demand for services grow. So I think the short-term outlook is to develop these growth opportunities. The medium-term outlook is we feel our business plan is correctly positioned between the acute hospitals that we're running at scale and the complementary services businesses that we're building. And let's not forget that we still have some, shall we say, contingent proceeds that may come from the Life Molecular disposal when that business starts to blossom in the United States. So I've got a positive outlook. Things look good.
Okay. Peter Wharton-Hood, Chief Executive Officer at Life Healthcare. Thank you so much for your time on Kaya Biz this evening. Really appreciate your insight on those results.
Thank you very much. Good evening.
Good evening.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.